Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Geelong Marine World, of course, will bring us our post-match player interview, and we will be speaking with Sam Simpson in just a couple of minutes from now. We're just trying to tap into him down in the victorious Geelong rooms. Of course, cruising, fishing, all fun. You can get on the water with Geelong Marine World, Port Arlington Road in Moorlap, as he has joined us on the line, Sam Simpson. Sam, thank you for your time. We appreciate you joining us on K-Rock Football. Can you tell us when you knew that you would be playing this evening? And I suppose, having not played since round 12, was there a bit of trepidation about your preparedness to be playing tonight?
G'day, boys. I found out at the start of the week, so had a bit of time to get my head around things and really prepare well for the week ahead. So, I knew it was going to be the biggest game in my career so far. So, just got my head around it and hopefully too much didn't change and just got the job done.
Port Adelaide was your last game, Sam. You suffered the hamstring injury. Was there a time where you thought that you might leave your run too late?
I had a little hiccup along the way, which didn't help me because it was coming along really well. Probably got a little bit eager and pushed it a bit hard. But, I always had that belief to get back and trying to tick all the boxes to get there. And then when I did, make sure I'm good to go for the rest of the season as well.
As you said, you found out at the start of the week. Is it hard to keep your mouth shut and not tell people outside of the club bubble that you're playing?
Yeah, it is a bit. Yeah, definitely. Especially, all my mates back home in Victoria and in Geelong always asking and checking in. So it's sort of hard to keep it from them. But, we got there in the end.
Sam, how were you? Were you a bit nervous before the game? How were you feeling?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've been talking about it all week. The pressure is a privilege. So I was a bit nervous about the game. But, it just comes back to playing the way that we do and doing all those things right.
You clean hands yourself individually. I mean, all the side in that first quarter, they started magnificently, but you had really clean hands initially. It must, I suppose, those first few touches, if they're good ones, it just gives you that bit of confidence.
Yeah, definitely. We talk about it before the game. You just focus on that first contest. So you want to make it a good one. And yeah, actually, even my first one tonight wasn't that great. After that, you take your next one. You don't dwell on them. And I try and make that a real aspect of my game, being clean.
I called you Sean a few times tonight. What do you reckon the old man? He'd be pretty stoked tonight, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, I think you'd like that, yeah. You'd be surprised how much I get that. It's very funny.
And you wear the socks up like the old man. We love that here in the K-Rock Hub. Geelong Marine World, talking about your old man. He's a bloke you played with him, Mark Neild. Geelong Marine World having a chat too.
Sam, congratulations on your own form and also the win tonight. It was just absolutely outstanding. Mate, during the week, it is tough to come off a losing final. How did the coaches handle that, and what was the, can you tell us what the summary message was that they kept giving you throughout the week?
But you want to move on pretty quickly. We know that we're a better side than what we put up in Adelaide, so we know there's these big pressure moments in finals. That's what you play for. So we just spoke about all week just being ready to really embrace the contest and just front it. And, that just went a long way tonight. And I think the attitude in the rooms before the game was great, and we really took it out there.
You certainly did that. Sam, with the speed of the ball movement, was that something that you spoke about? Because we were talking about, particularly early, how fast everybody seemed to be moving the ball and just going straight towards goal. Was that the directive from the coaches, or was that just the way it unfolded?
I think that that's just a great sign that people are working really hard, that we get those options all available in our system. So, that's a credit to the boys that we get the ball moving like that. So, yeah, it's really good to see, and it's fun to play in as well.
Sam, give the listeners an idea. What was sort of your instruction coming into the game? What was, you ran out there, what was your sort of idea in your head of what the coaches required from you throughout the game?
Nothing too different from what I've been doing during the season. We don't overcomplicate things. We just make sure we really double down on what we're good at and do it well. And we know that that'll hold up in big games, as it did tonight. So, and as it will, you know, in the next two games that we hopefully get. Not a whole lot changes, really.
Sammy, we're wrapped for you, mate. Well done. St. Joseph's product, and we always like when they come through the system and get themselves into league footy. Unfortunately, had to replace another St. Joseph's Football Club player tonight in Tommy Atkins, but you did a fine job, and we can't wait to see you in a preliminary final. Are you pinching yourself that you are going to play in a preliminary final next week?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, that's a childhood dream, especially barracking growing up for Geelong. And seeing them in many, many finals and successful ones too. So that's the dream. But, yeah, you know, just prepare. We'll move on pretty quick and we'll get ready for next week ahead and front up here at the Gabba again.
Sam, you must have been bitterly disappointed you didn't get in the Joeys team. The best team they put out. Did you see that?
I did, actually. I think Tommy Stewart coming. Shoved it in my face. He was very happy that he was in there. So
Luke Dalhouse was in there as well.
Lukey Dow, yeah. Nah, there's some good product out of Joey, which we love.
Yeah, Mark Neil called in the lawyers because he didn't make the side. Yeah,
that's not quite true, Sammy. Don't worry about that, mate. There's some good blokes missed out. You'll be right. We'll have a drink on it one day.
Absolutely. Sammy, we really appreciate your time. Well done, young man. And we wish you the very best of luck next Saturday night.
Good on you, boys. Appreciate it.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.